The mainstream media loves to shy away from the simple questions with hard answers that we all need to hear. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Every day on the No Chit Chat podcast, I bring you the reality of what's going on in our government and around the country. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Everybody.
It feels so much like a Monday.
Oh my God. It does feel like a Monday. Yeah, this weekend didn't really feel like a weekend.
It was a blur, man. I've been up for a really long time. Really quickly, before we dive right into all of the news, I would like to just mention our friends at Healthy Cell. By the way, Healthy Cell, one of the sponsors for this weekend's Camp Tono meet and greet event taking place this Saturday night.
I cannot believe it. I can't.
It's happening, right? Like, it's happening now. It's within sight. I mean, we're traveling tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Like, that's crazy.
I know. I got to get up at the butt crack and drive to Austin tomorrow. I cannot even. This is crazy, you guys.
It's absolutely crazy. So we so appreciate Healthy Cell for being one of the sponsors of the event, but we also appreciate them for what they do for our bodies. And that is, if you are somebody who doesn't like choking down big giant vitamin tablet capsule pills, it's actually okay because you're not even absorbing them very well. The way that you get the best absorption of all the minerals and supplements and vitamins that your body needs is with Healthy Cell and their little gel packs. This is just an example of their immune boost, immune super boost gel pack, but I take their vegan multivitamin, which is just the reason they call it vegan. It's got extra B12 in it. It's fantastic. And they also have gel packs that help you with sleep. So they've got all kinds of different packs for all different kinds of needs. And we highly recommend that you check them out because your body absorbs them 165% better than it does just a regular pill or tablet or capsule. So check them out. HealthyCell.com/chicks for 20% off of your first order if you use code CHICKS.
And you guys, make sure that you check out our website at chicksonright.com.
Really quickly, my name is Jason Mockmoa today because I don't know if you guys saw it, but he has done the most ridiculous thing of all time. I'm not somebody who finds Jason Momoa attractive. I have to tell you that right now. He's way too
Aquaman.
Big.
And he's Aquaman.
Yeah, and just way too furry and just way too much of everything. There's just too much of him. And so I'm not one of the women that fawns over him. But he just released a video of himself getting his head shaved. So all the women that were like loving all that long, glorious, luscious locks of his, it's gone because, this is my favorite part, he wanted to raise awareness about single-use plastics.
Okay.
So naturally, that's what you do is
you shave your head. That makes zero sense.
I know.
Okay. Well, what is it? Does he look pretty good with no hair?
Yeah. I mean, he looks a lot. I think he looks better because it was just too much.
I don't like all that either. I like a clean cut man. I do. Well, you know, I'm married to a bald man. I like bald men.
So now you'd probably really like him then.
I probably would like him a lot better now. Okay. Single use plastics. All right.
So. Okay. I guess just walking around in the world as a bald person, that's what you're supposed to think of.
Right.
You see his head now.
You think of single use plastics. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that has happened.
That was helpful.
And people are still reeling from Joe Biden's speech from last Thursday night. And so it's still a huge, huge topic of conversation all through the weekend. It continued to be a huge topic of conversation because he seemed in some cases to sort of backtrack a little bit on whether or not he feels like anybody who ever voted for Trump ever is basically Satan personified. So then he tried to say, well, no, I don't mean it's all Republicans. I just mean like a tiny faction of them. But then he went on campaign, you know, speeches, stumping speeches, and said all the same things that he said on Thursday night. And so he cannot seem to keep it straight. Here is one clip of him trying to sort of maybe make things sound a little bit better. You be the judge.
Clear up front. Not every Republican is a MAGA Republican. Not every Republican embraces that extreme ideology. I know because I've been able to work with mainstream Republicans my whole career. But the extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress have chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. But together, we can and we must choose a different path. Forward.
Yeah, they got the feedback. They got the feedback, and people were like, yeah, you just called 75 million people extremists. And they're kind of pissed off about it, Joe. They're a little pissed. And so he was like, you may want to reel that back a little.
But he can't help himself, right? So he reels it back a little. But then, I think this was actually from yesterday, then this is what he said.
This is not your father's Republican Party. This is a totally different party, man. These guys are different. I've worked with a lot of Republicans, conservative Republicans I work with. Got a lot done, and but it was always, there was always something decent about the work. But then we moved to this place where all of a sudden, the reason that made me run, I decided was, when you saw those people coming out of the fields down in Virginia carrying torches, literally coming out of the fields carrying torches with swastikas, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile that was chanted in literally the same anti-Semitic bile chanted in Germany in the 30s, accompanied by the Ku Klux Klan. And the guy that I beat in this last election, and when they asked what he thought, he said there were really fine people on both sides.
My God. He's still parroting that bull crap.
Yes. I mean,
he's still talking about that crap. Oh, my God.
Yes, he still is.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe we're still doing this. We're still doing this.
And I don't know how many times that has to be debunked. Right. You would think by now someone might have mentioned to him, hey, this is going to be added to your list of lies because this has been debunked. So maybe just stop saying that, because if that is the reason you ran, you're going to need to find a whole new reason to start saying, because people are onto you. At least smart people are onto him. People that have done the research that know exactly what Trump said about those people, the fine people on both sides. If you read that whole thing in context, you will know very clearly what he said. And it's not at all what Joe Biden tries to make it out to be.
And can we talk about all the racist crap that he said?
Right.
Can we just, like, let's go back and play the tapes, Joe. Put y'all back in chains. Remember what he said about Obama? Oh, my God. He's clean and articulate, you guys. And he's black, too. I mean, the crap that he said that has come out of that man's mouth. He is a racist. Mm. This is the thing. And then he tries to turn around. And this is, it's crazy the stuff that he has gotten away with over the past couple of years when it comes to race. If we want to talk about racism, we can talk about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
We can.
He's got
that.
A nice, big old, long history of it.
If we want to do that, let's all sit at a table and talk about that. Good Lord.
Well, I guess he's made up for it, though, because, as you know, he has hired as press secretary a black lesbian immigrant.
Oh,
and
that's
very, very important.
So, that is very true. Yes.
So Corrine, on Friday afternoon, she continued to face questions about the Marines, the imagery, all of the stuff that went on in Joe Biden's Thursday night speech. So one of the things that she was asked about first was, what was the deal with the Marines? Like, why would Joe Biden use the Marines in that way, in such a political way? And here is how she danced around that question.
A location in Pennsylvania where the Marines are not normally stationed, where does the president see the line for having members of the military included?
So I just want to be very clear. You know, as you know, the president was at Independence Hall, and you know the history. I'm just going to repeat it, but I know you know the history, which is where the documents of some of our most critical rights and freedoms were debated and were drafted. And so being at Independence Hall for this president, and you follow this president, you know how he thinks, and you know how he is as an elected official. He believes that it is important for him to speak very loudly, to have actually the loudest voice when it comes to our democracy. And so for him, this was not a political speech.
Oh, wasn't the question about Marines?
It was about Marines, yeah. He wants to speak the loudest when it comes to democracy. So Marines. What? Well, I'm sorry. What the hell are you saying? You're making zero sense. But then the first thing she says is, I want to be very clear.
Right.
I want to be very clear. But I want to use my hands a lot. So it looks like I'm saying something really important. But
and
I'm
then
not.
I'm not going to be clear
I'm
at all.
I'm not going to be clear
tell
at
you
all.
I'm clear.
I'm not going to be clear at all. Let's be clear.
God, oh, thank woman. You, Tanya. Thank you, Tanya. Tanya says, Karine Jean-Pierre. Pear, she says, so Pear. Full of BS.
God,
well, and it's
is.
True. She and they're actually trying to, well, she is at least trying to play this off like it wasn't a political speech, because I don't know if you guys are aware of this. We paid for that imagery. We paid for that setup. We paid for the whole thing because they claimed it was not going to be a political speech. So all that hullabaloo was on our dime. And so when she was asked about whether or not it was a political speech, here is the BS that she said.
And I know you guys have addressed this to a certain extent, but because you're behind the podium, if you could address the criticisms and the questions about why the president delivered what sounded very much like a politically charged speech as an official White House event, taxpayer-funded, with two Marines in uniform in particular flanking him and visible on camera throughout the
speech. I'll take your first question. Look, the way we see it here, and I would argue the way many Americans across the country see it, is standing up for democracy is not political.
Oh, my God. It was like the most divisive political speech that I've ever seen in my lifetime. It was so incredibly political in mm-hmm. every single way. It was a campaign speech, but it
of
was
course.
Divisive and angry and awful and just, I mean, it was the worst. He was railing against half of the country. I've mm-hmm. never seen anything like that. We talked about that last week. He was so awful to half of us. I mean, I've seen presidents go after political parties, but I've never seen a president go after people in the country.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was political, but it was also personal. It was like this personal attack against people in the country, against citizens. And it was just ugly. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It was gross. So many people are saying we want a refund.
Exactly. Well, and I don't have this particular clip to play you, but I can tell you that one of the new names that now he's using in addition to MAGA Republicans or extreme or all the different names that he has for us, he's now calling us Trumpies too. That's a new one. Trumpies.
Okay. Well, so. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that I'm looking. They have a lot of names for him too. Some really awful, awful names. And it brings up, you know, the whole issue of Ashley Biden. I won't say the name, but there's some names for him too. So
yes,
there you go.
And yeah. they are fitting for
yeah,
sure.
They're very fitting.
You guys, please don't forget about our friends at My Patriot Supply. Whenever you think about disaster recovery and emergency planning for yourself, your family, your household, when it comes to any kind of disaster planning, you want the stuff, the goods from My Patriot Supply. And you can get, for example, a 3-month emergency food kit right now. You can save $250 off. You can get $250 off a 3-month emergency food kit that stores in your home for 25 years and it's chock full of delicious food to keep you safe in a food emergency. You can get $250 off if you go to preparewiththechicks.com. Preparewiththechicks.com. That's how you can save $250 on a 3-month emergency food kit. You should check them out. Faux show.
And definitely, you guys, make sure you check us out at Facebook Insiders. And then chicksontheright.locals.com, our locals group too, because those people are awesome people.
And you know what? Speaking of the Facebook insiders and supporters,
yes.
that's of course the groups, I should say, that sold out our meet and greet in 90 minutes when tickets first went on sale back in March. And so there's tons and tons of conversations happening in those two groups about activities that are going on for the weekend. So if you haven't visited either one of those two places, wherever you got your tickets from, make sure that you're joining in the conversation, because we got a voicemail the other day from someone who was like, I don't even know where the meet and greet is and I'm coming. And
oh
I'm like, so you may want to just like go back to that original link with all the event details. But
really,
yeah, it's happening this Saturday and there's all kinds of information and activities happening. So be sure to check those out. By the way, if you are not in thinking about disaster recovery and food emergencies, you should be thinking about Omaha Steaks. That's another one. If you're thinking about just what you're going to grill for dinner tonight or for your next barbecue, think about Omaha Steaks, another one of our favorite sponsors, OmahaSteaks.com.
I had one of their burgers last night. So good. Day Omaha burger.
Mm-hmm. So good.
So good.
All right. I'm not going to torture people with too much more KJP, but I do have one more clip because I don't know if you guys heard, but there's like now a whole bunch of evidence, more and more coming out about the link between the government, this administration, and big tech when it comes to silencing, censoring conservatives, right? And attorneys general from a couple different states are like, you guys, this is like really obvious now, and you need to respond to these, you know, to this evidence. So somebody asked her in the Friday presser to do just that, and here's what she said.
Has the administration helped Twitter and Facebook with talking points about what the administration believes is misinformation, or how much coordination is there between the administration and social media companies?
So I don't have anything to share with you on that. I'm not going to comment on that right this time.
Because the attorney generals from Missouri and Louisiana said there's a vast censorship enterprise across a multitude of federal agencies.
Yeah, I'm just not going to comment at this time.
Oh, my God.
Just not going to comment.
This is what they choose to do. So they can just choose to not comment. Meanwhile, this is happening. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then they dare to call us fascists.
Right.
This is what they do. And then he dares to get up on a podium and talk about democracy and lecture us on democracy. It's unbelievable what's happening in our country right now. And then listen, we got elections coming up. What's happening? What's going on? You don't think that things are starting to get squelched? You don't think that conservatives are starting to get squashed?
It's bad. It's really bad. And now, you know, on top of all the name calling and all the rhetoric from the president himself about 75 million voters, now his side of the aisle is trying to accuse the right of stoking the flames of violence, right? Like actually wanting a civil war, that we're wanting there to be violence and fighting, which is ridiculous because, for example, I have this clip. This is of Tiffany Cross. I cannot stand her, but they are the ones who are continuing to just pick on in the nastiest of ways. So everyone who didn't vote for Biden. And so now when you talk about that sort of incendiary language, just listen to what Tiffany says.
That's an interesting point. Say more because obviously Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy. We don't separate.
I mean, we're the biggest threat to democracy now. Mm-hmm. This is language that is going to enrage people. And you can only push people's buttons for so long until some of the most extreme among us are going to act out.
Right.
And it is happening on both sides of the aisle. Trump is saying some really incendiary stuff in his recent campaign speeches too. And so it's like building this fervor, you know what I mean? And I just wish that both of them would calm down.
Yeah, but Biden gave him permission to do that.
Well,
Biden
exactly.
Biden got up on a speech. I mean, listen, incendiary speech. I haven't heard anything. I didn't listen to Trump's speech, so I don't know. But Biden gave these people permission to say that we are the biggest threat to democracy. He got up on a speech, gave a speech, looked like Stalin with all the imagery. And he basically said that half the country is the biggest threat to democracy. He made us look like we are terrorists, is what he likened us to. And so he gave people like Tiffany Cross or whoever the hell that is, he gave her permission to say on all of her broadcasts now, we're the biggest threat to democracy, which is the biggest crock of crap. Mm-hmm. It's craziness. I mean, this is crazy talk, but this is what they're going to run with. So all these networks, you know, like the Mikas and the Joes and all these people are going to run around now saying that we're the biggest threat because they've been given permission to do so. Because the president told him that they could do that. And the president can backtrack and he can be asked individually in these little one-off interviews.
Right.
Did you really mean that? Did you mean it? And he can say, oh, no, I mean, it's not everybody. But nobody cares because it's just like what you always say. It's putting the toothpaste back in the tube, right? It's like he can, whatever. He made the speech. What's done is done. So now it's out there. And in that speech, at no time did I ever hear him say anything or condemn anything about the BLM stuff or that June, that summer in what, 2020? Wasn't it 2020 when all that stuff went down? I mean, at no time did he condemn the violence that people were killed during that. And then he talked about, you know, police officers being killed. I don't, were police officers January 6th? Like, what is it? No. What?
There was only like, one person killed that day, and it was not a police officer.
It was not a police officer. So that was like, that was a total lie. It was a total lie coming out of his face. And I was like, wait, am I the only, what, again, with this whole, the narrative has been completely changed, you know, and he condemns January 6th, but then all the other violence, what, are we just going to ignore that? We're just going to ignore it? This is the thing. They want to rewrite history to make it look like it's just on our side. And then on their side, nothing has happened.
In the meantime, like now the rhetoric is just amplified and ratcheted up. And now everybody is, we're all being conditioned to hate one another. And it's crazy. Like, because if you just go out and like meet people in the world, everyone is not losing their minds with rage. But when you get all of these politicians on their platforms stoking rage, I don't know what they expect, but they're creating it. They're the ones that are creating it. And it's making me crazy. It's like, I just wish that they would, like, they are the ones responsible for lowering the temperature, and they're just not doing it. Right. Every chance they get, they're both making it worse. Everybody's making it worse. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And yes, it was Ashley Babbitt that was killed on January 6th.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
GCQC, thank you so much for the super sticker. She says they are poking the bear, and that's absolutely right. You don't poke the bears on either side, because we got crazy bears all over the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I just, Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, you guys, we have been treated completely unfairly. I mean, I think that you can't deny that, Mock. You can't deny that our side has been treated like absolute garbage. And we've been squelched and we've been suppressed. And so, and it's happening again in these elections. It's happening again. We're watching it in real time. We're watching it happen again. And we're watching this White House say, well, we're just not going to make any comment on the fact that tech is in bed with this White House.
Yeah.
And that law and these higher up law enforcement agencies are in bed with this White House. Who is going to represent us? What about our side? What about these guys that are in office right now representing us, who are supposed to be representing their constituents, right? Us. What are they going to do about it? I mean, who's on our side? Who is fighting for us? Because everybody keeps saying, everybody on our side, is at least what I keep hearing is, well, you know, when we get the majority, when we get in there, we'll do something about it. Well, why can't you freaking do something now? You know, this one drives me crazy. It's like they talk about it on talk shows. I see them, you know, complaining about it, just like we complain about it. They have some power, don't they? I mean, this is the thing that drives me nuts. We give you money. We put you in these positions. Are your hands like completely under you? Are you sitting on them? Because you have to be able to do something besides just complain like the rest of us. There has to be something these people can do.
I don't know. I mean, with the balance of power the way it is right now, congressional Republicans have no power. I mean,
it drives me insane.
What can they do other than talk, other than go on the talk shows and say, this is what's going on. This is what people need to know. This is why voting matters so much. I mean, that's really all they can do right now. And what's terrifying, again, you know, I'm very worried about the Senate.
I'm so worried about it.
Oh, my God. If it changes, I mean, right now it's split. And of course, Kamala is the decider. But if they continue to build their numbers, and I just feel like they could, because our candidates are not great. And you know, even like Marco Rubio is at risk right now.
I can't believe this. In a million years, I would have never thought this would happen. And the state of the union right now, how crappy, it's a complete dumpster fire. And yet we may not win things.
We may not. And if it gets worse in the Senate, they're going to get rid of the filibuster. This is a done deal. And then it's like everything changes. Everything the Democrats want to have happen, want to
we're
do.
Screwed.
Yeah, it's going to be
bad. We're totally screwed,
really
you guys. So this is, listen, in the past, we have said this is the most important election of our lives. It's the most important. This is actually the most important pivotal election of our lives. These two coming up are the most important. I mean, 2022 and 2024, most important. Because if they win and if we don't start taking step back, this is it. I mean, like, you, if you think that you're concerned for you, you better be concerned for your kids and your grandkids, because this will change the way America works. I mean, because they have, if you think that the past 2 years have been crazy, just wait. I mean, they will change the landscape of America. Look at what they've done in just a year and a half. Look at what these lunatics have done to our country. So, I mean...
You cannot stay home and just feel like the voting is rigged. And so I'm just not going to do it. You have to show out in huge, overwhelming numbers. I mean, there's just no question about it.
And you've got to work at polls. You've got to work at elections. You got to get in there. You got to, like, it's kind of like getting on school boards, you know, and making a difference there, which is we've seen a lot of, like, when we, you know, interviewed those people, those women that were in Florida, and they said, screw this, we're going to make a change. We're going to actually, like, infiltrate and totally overwhelm and get involved on the school boards. You've got to do the same thing when it comes to working polls and making sure that these people don't do, the Democrats don't take over and do this, because this is what they've done over the past 20 years. They've gotten involved where we've just sat at home and been like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Don't let them do that. Get off the couch and do it.
Let's show something good, because we're being very Captain Bring Down right now.
Yes.
And so let's show somebody who is a fighter. There's a great clip that went around over the weekend of Carrie Lake, who, of course, is running for governor in Arizona. And these are the moments. These are the Carrie Lake moments where I'm just like, you go, girl.
Oh, I mean, I just
love her fighting spirit. Watch her just level yet another member of the media.
So you feel like Joe Biden is dividing the country, but do you feel like Donald Trump is doing the same by falsely telling people that he won that election when he lost it?
How does that divide the country? Questioning an election where there are obviously problems is dividing the country? Since when can we not ask questions about our elections? As a journalist for many years, I was a journalist after 2016, and I distinctly remember many people just like you asking a lot of questions about the 2016 election results. And nobody tried to shut you up. Nobody tried to tell Hillary Clinton to shut up. Nobody tried to tell Kamala Harris when she was questioning the legitimacy of these electronic voting machines to stop. We have freedom of speech in this country, and you of all people should appreciate that. You're supposedly a journalist. You should appreciate that. So I don't see how asking questions about an election where there are many problems is dividing a country. What I do see dividing a country is shutting people down, censoring people, canceling people, trying to destroy people's lives when they do ask questions. Last I heard, we still have the Constitution. It's hanging by a thread, thanks to some of the work some people in this area have done. But we're going to save that Constitution, and we're going to bring back freedom of speech. And maybe someday you'll thank us for that.
Oh my God, she's a total badass. I love her.
Isn't that fantastic?
Notice all the women behind her. You know, all, so many women that are just like, yeah, go get them. You know, I do like that.
Love
like
that.
The fact that she's got such a great following and there's a lot of women. So it's like, so all the women on the left, what do they say about that? You know, because she's got like a strong female following. I mean, I guess, well, they can't define woman, so it's hard for them to.
Right. I mean, you need a biology degree for that.
That's right. What are you going to say to that? But I mean, I love her. I just love her.
She's such a fighter,
Carrie.
Man.
Right?
She's such a fighter. Now, in stark contrast to someone like that, I don't know if you follow the Daily Mail at all, it's one of my favorite sources for news, just because it's like, it's got everything. It's got like all of the celebrity nonsense. It's got the latest in the news. It's just got everything. And it's one-stop shopping for some crazy stuff. One of the things that they were obviously covering, because it's a British tabloid, essentially, one of the things that they were covering at length over these last couple days is Meghan Markle and her speech to I forget even what organization, One Young Life or something like that. Anyway, she and Harry, she took her husband with her and she gave this 7-minute speech, and people are already ripping on her for saying I 54 times in 7 minutes, and how she tries so desperately to appear like she has humility and grace and all of the stuff. And there are fans of hers that buy it, but most people recognize her for what she is, which is a attention seeking hag. Yeah. And so all she cares about is drawing attention to herself. There's some new article, I can't even remember the publication now, but there's an interview with her that some publication is now doing where it says something about how she's been hiding and now she's finally ready to tell some secrets. And I'm like, hiding
where?
I mean, this is what hiding looks like. Literally worst hider ever. She's been so much in front of us all the time that it's like, that's hiding?
Oh my God. She never played hide and seek as a kid, apparently. She's like the worst at it.
I have a clip, just a really short one, from that speech that she gave yesterday. And there's the thing, she's got some things that she does that just great, right? Where she does this, like, she does the volcano eyebrows, but in this way where she wants people to think that she's so, like, humble and modest.
Yeah. I'm really right? empathy. I do have empathy. I do. Right. I have it. I mean, I had to buy it with my millions of dollars, but I have it.
But I love this clip because she refers to Harry, who then the camera pans to. And I don't know about y'all. I think he looks like he's an absolute pain.
Oh, my God. There have been videos of him the past probably like month where they're starting to like show him where he, I think he's visibly over her now. I think he's over it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think I would have called that at the beginning because it's like men can only take so much of that crap. And then they get to the point where they're like, I hate this person. I may kill her in her sleep. You know, they can only take so much of the beat down where like she has his balls in a jar and then they're in it. They're someplace else and he wants to find them and he wants them back. I mean, like, I think they can only take so much. And I think, and he was a pretty strong willed guy.
Yeah.
And I think he's been.
He used to be really cool.
Yeah. And I think he's starting to see press like that where people are like, God, you used to have balls, dude. You used to actually be a dude. And now you're a total wuss. Mm-hmm. And I think he's actually over her beating him down every day because she does. She totally beats him down and emasculates him. And yeah, I think he's over it.
But then she also does that thing, like she wants her persona to look like she's this doting, devoted, like starry-eyed wife, and she's constantly referring to him. So just watch this clip and look at his face, you guys.
I joined you in London in 2019, and by that point, it's fair to say, my life had changed rather significantly. I was now married, and I was now a mom. My worldview had expanded exponentially, seeing the global community through the eyes of my child. And I would ask, what is this world he would come to adopt? And what can we do? What can I do to make it better? I am thrilled that my husband is able to join me here this time. To be able to see and witness firsthand my respect for this organization, this incredible organization, and all that it provides, as well as.
I mean, that looked painful.
Yeah, he's like, I want to stab myself in the face. I want to just seriously do it. Can I stand this woman?
Yikes.
God.
Anyway, I can't stand her. I continue to not be able to stand her.
She's the literal worst.
The literal worst. Yeah. One more clip before we get to Sack of Whack. And that is probably by now, because it was making news everywhere. There's some local news reporter who had a stroke on air. And so I got tagged in this a bunch because people were like, oh my God, you know, this happened to you. Look at now it's happening to this woman. I'm going to show you the clip. She is now reporting she's fine. And she's reporting that she's had all kinds of tests that looked fine. And that she has been told by the hospital who treated her that she was having the beginnings of a stroke, which I don't know what that means. Like, I am unaware, and I've now had experience with this, unfortunately. I'm unaware that you can just have a beginning of a stroke. You can have one, or you can not have one. But to have the beginning of one, you know, there's various degrees of them, obviously, but that is very odd to me. Now, she claims that she, and I'm not doubting her experience. I know how terrifying it is. She says that like her arm went numb on one side and that she could not say the words that were on the teleprompter. And so it's different than the way mine looked because she is able to carry on her, she can talk. And so that was different because like I couldn't actually, I could not. There was a moment where I could not make words come out of my face, as you may remember. But anyway, here is the quick clip of her. And I know people are saying it's a TIA. That's what I had. That's a mini stroke. And a mini stroke and a TIA, that's an actual thing. But that's different than, she's not saying that that's what she's had. She's saying that she had the beginning of a stroke, which is not, she's not using the term TIA. She's not using the term mini stroke, which is why I think this is so odd. But here is what happened to her.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum is hosting a launch today at the event. The event features live. I'm sorry. Something is going on with me this morning, and I apologize to everybody. Let's just go ahead and send it on over to meteorologist Annie Brown.
So it's very...
Yeah, that was a lot different. Odd. Yeah, that was a lot different. It was like she just seemed off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so she probably was feeling some weird stuff. But to me, it was like, I would have never looked at that and thought that was a stroke. I would have thought she's like lost her place. There's something wrong with the teleprompter.
Right.
But the fact that she was able to say there's something wrong with me, you guys, let's just shoot it over to the meteorologist. Like I was not able to do that.
Right.
So that was a really strange thing. But if that, I wish she would come out and use the term TIA or use the term mini stroke instead of saying it was the beginning of a stroke, because I feel like that's really throwing, I feel like that's minimizing if she in fact had a TIA, she should call it that. You know what I mean? Because that's just odd.
And that wasn't at all like frightening to watch. So that, it's good that it wasn't frightening to watch. I mean, yours was terrifying to watch. I gotta be honest. I mean, maybe it's because I'm your best friend, but I was just like, I was completely and totally terrified. I was like, oh my God, something is going on. Like there's, something, because it wasn't you in that moment.
Right.
You know, it wasn't, I knew, cause it was for the split second when it happened, I was like, okay, she's laughing kind of weird. And then I knew instantly something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh my God, this is not right. Something's not right. Oh my God. And then I was terrified, you know?
Yeah.
So, but watching her, I mean, I don't know her,
right.
So maybe it didn't look like her, but she looked like a normal person in that moment, just saying I'm off right now. Like something's not right. I just don't feel right. You know what I mean?
Because I would not have even been able to say that. Like in that moment, I couldn't make myself. I was just like, remember? And there was like that moment where I screamed for Ron and even that didn't sound right.
Right. You did just not. Very odd. You and were not yourself.
Again, I'm not minimizing what happened to her because I know firsthand how terrifying it is. Mm-hmm. It's just so odd to me that she won't say that she's saying it's the beginnings of a stroke. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's going to cause confusion.
Right.
And I don't think that's a good thing. Anyway, that's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
Through adversity and trial and error, the inventor of the MyPillow, Mike Lindell, was able to break through barriers of getting his product to the masses. With a true passion for helping other entrepreneurs, Mike created mystore.com/chicks, where American entrepreneurs and their made in the USA products are showcased. Products are brought direct to consumers without jumping through the hoops of having to get recognized by big box stores.
At mystore.com/chicks, you'll find items hand selected by Mike in categories like art,
beauty and tools. Teach students how to build with the Luxe Blocks, or for your pet, get treats they will love, like the Chew Max Pet Jerky 4-Pack. The list goes on with items in automotive, garden and patio, and religious. Visit mystore.com/chicks now for a full list of products. When you buy USA made, you support your neighbors and local economies, ensuring your hard-earned dollars are funneled back into your communities. Reduce our reliance on foreign goods by shopping at mystore.com/chicks. Be sure to use code CHICKS for additional savings at checkout at mystore.com/chicks. All right, there will be no show tomorrow because we will be in the air, in the sky. And so we can't do a show from the sky. So there's not going to be a show tomorrow. But I know that a lot of people were talking about wanting to get together to watch our Thursday, Friday shows, you know, live. We're going to be just in a hotel room doing them, but we are doing Thursday and Friday shows at our normal time. So if you guys are having get togethers, that's super fun. You can like watch us together wherever you happen to be. But we're not like going to put them on for as a show, like a live show. We're probably going to be in our jammies, right, just in our hotel room, but we will still have the show on Thursday and Friday. So just not tomorrow. Just know that we're not going to be on tomorrow. I'll send out an Ashley Judd picture.
That's right. You got it. Are you going to put an Ashley Judd picture out? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it.
I wish there was one of her with French horns.
That's going to be a tough find.
I wish I could Photoshop it. Okay. You guys, it's going to be a great week. This is going to be a good, epic week. Yeah. Somebody said, say hi to Ron DeSantis. We may stalk his house.
Man, I so want to stalk
him. She's not above it. She's not above it at all. So expect for a mock, at least mock. I probably won't because I'm really good at evading the police, but expect mock to get arrested sometime this week. Okay. All right. You guys bring it in.
Sign of a successful weekend.
Exactly. Bring it in. You guys bring it in. We will talk to you on Wednesday.
Thursday.
On Thursday. Oh, that's right, because today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally forgot what day it is. We will talk to you on Thursday, you guys.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening, so you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold, and we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
The mainstream media shies away from the simple questions with hard answers that we all need to hear. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Every day on the No Chit Chat podcast, I bring you the reality of what's going on in our government and around the country with no extra fluff. In my latest episodes, I lay out the blunt facts of what's going on in the District of Columbia, the way the media is misleading the public, and plans that political parties are making. Concise, comprehensible news is what America needs and deserves. I'm here to deliver. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.